This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey began attacking Kurdish areas in northeastern Syria Wednesday, but President Donald Trump said the U.S. does not endorse the Turkish assault. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The offensive started days after the president pulled U.S. forces out of the area and after he said this morning the U.S. needs to stop fighting endless, senseless wars. He says he's made clear to Turkey it's a bad idea, but also specified no American troops are in the area.
We've told President Erdogan how we feel. But we are speaking to both sides and we're seeing what can be made out of a situation. But we have no soldiers in the area.
Turkey is going after the Syrian Kurd militia that fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Even top GOP backers say the president's abandoned an ally to be slaughtered. Officials say the militia has now suspended operations against Islamic State militants to focus on fighting off the assault. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said Wednesday for the first time that President Donald Trump must be impeached for abusing the powers of his office. During a campaign speech in New Hampshire, Biden said Trump is shooting holes in the Constitution by asking foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 election and then refusing to cooperate with a House impeachment inquiry.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
The president responded Wednesday afternoon that Biden's campaign was falling like a rock. The White House calls the impeachment inquiry unconstitutional and demands the full House be allowed to vote on whether there should be an inquiry. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.